B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Loren came in talking about how fantastic her weekend was. I'm sensing a lot of positive energy coming from that side of the room.
Absolutely.
And she was talking about how successful your blogs have been on the radio station's website.
You know, sometimes we get in trouble for things that we blog, and we blog at kiss951.com. You can go read articles that we find interesting that we share with you and stories about our lives. But we're not really bloggers. So when we get in trouble for things that we blog about, and it's not content, it's other things. It's like
citing a source.
Well, that's easy. Everybody cites the source.
Right.
That's, I mean, that goes without saying. But I mean, like links or like, oh, yeah, you can't use a quote from another article. I'm like, what? What am I, an author?
Yeah.
Said no one ever.
Yeah, right.
Well, we got to start the show. And I figured I would start the show with the song that was the anthem for eight white 45-plus-year-old men who rented a, who got a van to take them around the Jersey Shore on Saturday night in our, in my trip back to Jersey.
Oh, you called that a van? It looked like a limo.
It was a limo van, dude. Oh. I mean, my gosh, the guy went over the top. My buddy, Rinko, who hosted the party, went over the top. But we were blasting this song, Loren, as we were getting ready to go out to dinner, riding in the van, toasting the year 1993, of course, the year we graduated from high school.
You can't call it a van.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Oh. Bunch of white men jamming to this. Okay.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hopefully that starts your week off just right. It is the Maney Ryan, the Rem Morning Show. Hypnotized by the notorious B.I.G. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning. How is everyone doing?
Good.
Everyone stretched? Everyone happy?
I'm good. I got sleep. I got no sleep Saturday. I think it was old school. I stayed up until probably 2:30 in the morning. And then I'm going to post a picture up at the MRL show on our Insta, on our story, the sleeping arrangements that we had.
Oh, were you like bunking with a bunch of grown men?
It was like camp.
No.
So my buddy Rinko, who had the party at his house, and his wife was so sweet. I mean, they took care of us. I'll explain more later, but she set up like big blow-up beds. Not blow-up mattresses. They're like blow-up beds. They're huge, like queen size.
Wow.
And so she had like four of them in one room for all of us to sleep. And I went down there and slept. Another guy slept. Four of us were down there. Oh, the snoring was so loud from one of my friends that the one guy bailed. And the other two, I stayed because I didn't want to get up. The other two were having a snore war.
Oh, my gosh. Grown men with sleep apnea just snoring away.
I mean, the one guy I thought for sure was dying. I'm like, am I calling 911? Is this guy dying in his sleep? It was like, it was noises I'd never heard before. And then all of a sudden, the guy next to him is going, and then he's going,
How do people sleep? See, and this is why I told you should get a hotel.
Oh, my gosh. You're not wrong about that. Although my friend's house was basically the size of a hotel, I probably just could have went to a different room.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to. Anyway, everything was great. I had a great weekend. And what about you guys? What happened to you this weekend?
So I went to the Carolina Place Mall, and I thought malls were dying, but it was thriving this weekend. I told my fiance Sterling, I said, I feel like I'm a teenager again walking around the mall. It was packed. People were getting food. Everyone's carrying bags. Everyone's buying things. It's amazing. Great
because you do indoor shopping when it's 98 degrees outside with 100% humidity. You can go inside and shop without sweating.
I loved it. It felt like the old times of everyone shopping at the mall.
Good.
Yeah.
What about you, Ren?
So I realized last night that I might have a fly problem in my house, and I don't know how it happened, and I don't know how to get rid of it.
I have gnats sometimes because of all Sterling's plants.
But not, I mean, not inside, obviously, but outside. Oh. We decided that we were going to have lunch on the patio, or dinner on the patio, and we put out, like, this awesome spread, like, we set up the patio, everything else, and as soon as we sat down to eat, like, I'm not talking one or two, even five flies, I'm talking about, like, 25 flies.
Yeah.
Well, you have a nest somewhere around.
It was so unbearable. We had to go inside.
Get a bug zapper. Remember those things? Back in the day, they go to the blue light and they get zapped.
Yeah, but does that take care of flies or just mosquitoes?
No, mosquitoes are small. Flies are what they get. Mosquitoes are tiny things.
I don't know. I need to figure it out, though, because this is, I mean, it was so unbearable.
My dad, my mom and dad had this fly swatter that was electric.
Yeah, it's a tennis racket.
Yeah, it's a tennis racket, and you can hit them that way and buzz them.
I use that to hunt the flies down in the house.
Yeah.
Some of them are really good, though.
But isn't there, like, something that you can do outside? Like, then I'm sitting there.
Not for flies.
As we're trying to eat, like, Googling things, and all I could find was, like, vodka. Like, soak paper towels in vodka and put them around, and we did that, and then they were still there.
Yeah, no, they come for the food.
Yeah, I know. You but, know. Like, I'm not the only person in America who's ever eaten outside. Like, there's got to be a way.
Yeah, you shoo them away, and then you keep eating.
So maybe bad. You need to put a fans out there, because I don't think they like resistance to air.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know that we have a mosquito guy that you and I both use, and I know that Cardinal Environmental Solutions is our termite and pest, but I think that's not what they're up to with the flies. But you know what I mean?
If there is a nest somewhere, do flies even make nests? I don't know.
You just go kill a bunch of flies.
I'd love to.
And then they'll see their cousins dead, and they'll be like, we gotta move.
We got a ton to do today. Of course, we're going to talk about our Truist Field takeover, which is happening this Thursday night at the Knights game. The MRL show is heading out. We gave away tickets all last week, and you still have an opportunity to buy tickets to come party with us on the porch at the Truist Field Stadium in Uptown to go watch the Knights play this Thursday night at 6:05. Did you hear what Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon are up to with each other?
No. Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. They're pulling really good pranks on each other. We'll get into that. Lots to do this morning. It, of course, is a show where we're all back. I heard Roy was sick on Thursday. I'm glad to see him back and healthy.
Laryngitis is on the wayside, bud.
See, Nicole said you had laryngitis. No, I thought he said strep because laryngitis, you wouldn't be able to talk.
Well, it was an infection. It was a different type of laryngitis.
Interesting.
It wasn't a vocal cord exhaustion. It was an infection.
Who knew?
You're telling me.
I mean, I knew you would get that, but...
All right.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, hang with us on a Monday, you guys.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Crew all back together again. For a week of radio broadcasting, which is fantastic, although I'll be off Friday.
Oh, you're off this upcoming Friday?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're just taking nothing but time off, aren't you, bud?
I counted up my vacation days, and I had a lot. And I know, but we used to try and take it all off together, but this year it's not working out that way.
Yeah, I know. So. And I have, like, another week and 4 days I have to take somewhere.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. Kevin sent us a DM, and I'm laughing at it, because he says that his wife on Saturday... They're actually leaving for vacation, and they'll be listening Monday morning, he says, when he sent this last night. And he said she packed us matching bathing suits. She says she wants us to wear them at least twice for photos. I told her I wasn't into wearing them because I found it to be a little silly. And as I'm writing this, she's mad and not talking to me, but maybe she will if she hears you talking about it Monday morning. We should be in the car around 6:15. So that's good. I feel like if I don't give in... It's going to ruin the whole mood of our vacation.
Probably.
But why do I have to wear something that makes me feel really uncomfortable?
And let me tell you, this sounds like one of those things. Your wife has probably done a lot for this trip. And, like, if you don't do the swimming trunks, it's gonna break everything. Like, everything's going to fall apart. Like, she's going to freak out.
Yeah.
It's going to be tense. And then I saw somebody else post this online. And it's so true. They're like, how come parents are always in the worst mood when you're on your road trips? Like, parents were always upset. Like, there was not fun, holly jolly time going to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. It's always, like, somewhat something tense.
You know why? Because they put so much time and effort into it, and you kids don't appreciate it.
It's true. It's an entire... And I don't know where the cutoff was, where all of a sudden... You're right, Roy. Like, you don't even realize it as an adult. When you become a parent, you don't even realize that you've lost the excitement energy, and now you have the parent, I'm in control energy.
Mm-hmm.
And just the torch just happens to hand over. So just wear the matching bathing suits, Kevin. Thank you guys for listening. And who knows? We know a couple that wears matching bathing suits, and they laugh about it.
Yeah, but, I mean, you wore matching shirts to Disney.
Right, under protest, but I still did it. And you know what? I forgot I had it on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, this guy, you're going to forget once you're wearing it.
So, I took my flight to Charlotte last night. I had a 5 o'clock flight.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm getting on the plane, they make an announcement. And the announcement is disturbing to me. And it would maybe even matter when I got on the plane and I saw what was happening.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I will find out more coming up next.
Oh, I will explain American Airlines. Oh. So I'm traveling back from Charlotte, from Newark yesterday to Charlotte after my boys' weekend, and I'm group seven. It seems like everybody in the airport is group seven except for the, and don't even call groups three and four and five because I don't know who's group three, four, five.
I agree. I don't understand that whole system, but whatever.
So like American says, if you're a card member, active military duty, people that need more extra time to get on, you're
zone
group
one,
zone right. one. Zone two is the, you know, the next level. And then they're like, now group three, four, five. And I'm like four people get up. Like, let's skip those groups and go right to six, seven. Amanda always gets six because she has the miles.
Mm-hmm.
And like me and the rest of the airport, we're all group seven. And then as I'm in line for group seven, I heard them say eight. I'm like, who's eight?
Eight? That's that basic economy where you don't even get to pick your seat.
Right.
You know, they just throw you on.
Wait, Nicole, were you group eight?
I'm usually group nine. So
what?
There's
a group nine?
Yeah.
I'm always group seven, and I feel like everybody gets up on group seven.
How do you? I never understand how. I never even knew there was a group nine.
Is that like third party purchase? Maybe like
it's probably just I'm literally broke enough to travel.
They don't know that. I heard the one lady at the gate next to me. They were flying to Miami, and she did like group seven, and she goes, "And group E, that's everyone else." And I was like, "Well, that's a good way to do it." Yeah. So anyway, as I'm getting on the plane, I'm exhausted. You know, I landed in New Jersey at 1:30 on Thursday. I was off on Thursday, so that was nice. I didn't have to rush to the airport. I had an 11 o'clock flight,
mm-hmm.
and then from 1:30 I get picked up. It's nonstop until I get dropped off at the airport at 2:10 yesterday in Newark. You know, it was just I was doing something at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm exhausted, and I have my carry-on bag, and I'm so pumped because I don't have to wait at the carousel. Amanda's like, what time are you coming home? I'll leave the kids up. I was like, babe, we're running a little bit behind, but I should be home by like 8:30 at the latest.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm on the line to go onto the plane, mm-hmm. they go, we are out of overhead space, so we'll be checking all your bags.
That happens.
Yep.
And I go, how are you out of overhead space? One bag per person, one goes under the seat, one goes up on the top. I said, I'm looking at the plane. I'm like, it's an Airbus, Roy. It's a mm-hmm. big plane. So I'm like,
they just
so
say that if
annoying.
It's a full flight because they know.
So I do a little more digging, of course. I get on the plane. Takes forever to board the plane. And then when we finally get on, and I get on and I look all around my seats, Nicole, and there's nothing but open bin space.
Yeah, they just say that because it's a full flight and they know that there's going to be people with... It is going to get filled.
But don't they ask, like, if anyone would voluntarily like to check mm-hmm. their bags for free?
That wasn't an offer for me. They said, our overhead bin space is now full, so everyone will have to now check your bags at the gate, and they'll be picked up at the carousel.
Oh, so you had to check your bags.
At the gate, I had to check my bag. That's what I'm saying.
So did you not say, I want my bag back?
So I said to the flight attendant, look at all this open space here. They told us at the gate there was no open space. You better communicate with them and tell them there is. She goes, oh, that's just so that we could get people sitting so we can leave on time. I don't care if you leave on time. I'm not the pilot. I'm not the gate attendant. I'm the freaking passenger. And don't make me go wait at the carousel while I'm so freaking tired that I just want to walk off the plane with a small bag. My wife packs hard. We always go to the carousel. I didn't have to go to the carousel this time, but because you are late getting the people on the plane, you're just going to close the bins that are open with plenty of space.
That sounds like something they would do.
It does. It surely does.
Like,
and listen,
I care.
But you know what? To get your bag back, too, is a whole nother thing. Because Dallas and I, last time we went to Florida, we had our stroller with us, and our stroller fits it folds down small enough where it will fit overhead or under your seat. But we thought we had to check it. And then I peeked in the door and I was like, oh, Dallas, there's so much space. Like, just bring the stroller. So for us to go, and the lady's like, oh, we have to like uncheck it so that we're not looking for it later because it's in the computer, and we need the gate tag. And I was like, Dallas, just rip it off and throw it on the floor.
Oh, well, so they nuts. Did that just so they, but now think about it from their stance. If they're late, that's going to screw up a lot of connection flights, and they'd have to pay a lot more money and moving people around.
And isn't it like if they're up against the clock, then they have to find a new pilot and a new crew?
We weren't that late.
Like, yeah, but you don't know how many hours those people have been on. But like, they're only allowed to fly certain hours.
So then just say that. Don't lie to us at the gate that we're out of bin space, because that's befuddling to me. I'm like, every person gets one carry-on. What, is there a new formula? Or now I'm thinking, I'm like, these snobs from New Jersey mm-hmm. who are coming down to Charlotte to connect to go who knows where, are taking two carry-ons per person now.
Also, wouldn't you think it would take longer to check at the gate and then go under? Like, it's an extra step mm-hmm. instead of just letting somebody put their stuff overhead.
Can I have my my paper towel tube that I threw over in anger?
I agree with you, Lorraine, because they're going to have to tag it. Someone's going to have to take the luggage, put it at the bottom of the plane.
Yeah, Lorraine's wearing her Hooters shorts today. I love those. So,
you are.
So listen to this. I got one more for you. You ready?
Okay.
And by the way, the old guy next to me uh-huh. on the flight was all talking to me and was like very nice, making jokes until I started complaining about the overhead space. Then he stopped talking to me because I think he was like, oh, this guy's annoyed.
Here we go. Unruly pants.
So
uh-huh.
I jokingly said to the flight attendant, I go, I'm exhausted. I just want to get off the plane and just walk right to the bus. She goes, I'm sorry, sir. That's just, we're trying to get everybody out of here on time, so we're not letting anybody put stuff in the bins. I go, well, at least can you make sure, like, this is, like she has an answer for this, right?
Yeah.
I'm joking, mind you. I go, can you at least make sure my bag comes out first? It's so important to me to get home right away. She goes, I don't know if I could, like, she thought I was dead serious. Yeah. I was like, I'm joking.
Yeah.
I go, I'm joking. Just give me a fist bump.
Listen,
for good
they
vibes.
Can do that if you fly first class.
So hold on, this is the last one that we got to go to break. You ready?
Yeah.
We're taking off to go to Newark out of Charlotte, right? And I hear this announcement in our gate. Look, it's one carry-on per person. I don't understand why I'm getting questions for that. It's on your ticket. It's on the app and the website. It's one carry-on per person. So please do not ask to take multiple carry-ons.
Who doesn't know that?
I don't know. I love where the guy was just like, look, let me just level with everyone. Don't come up and ask to take on more than one. It's one carry-on per person, and one can go under the seat. So while I'm up there getting ready to go on, I heard there was more complaining, and I hear the woman gate person go, the Newark flights are always this way. They're so annoying and trying to, get by the system. Yeah.
Listen, buddy, the system's messed up because you're if you check your bag, it has to be 50 pounds or less, yet your carry-on can be whatever weight you want it to be.
Right, yeah.
That makes no sense.
MRL! Hey! Listen to you every morning.
This is the MRL Morning Show with me, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
MRL!
So, I'm surprised we don't pull more pranks on each other.
We got you good on April Fool's.
You did. Oh, my gosh.
You thought Roy died in the studio.
Yeah, he pretended to pass out. We had this, plexiglass between us. He ran through the plexiglass, fell mm-hmm. on the floor. I thought he was having a medical emergency. Anyway, pranks between friends seem to be kind of a trend, especially with celebrities. And Kevin Hart just pulled a prank on Nick Cannon in response to one that he pulled on him last month.
Yeah.
And Nick Cannon spent the weekend answering phone calls since Kevin put his phone number on a billboard in several cities. So he spent the weekend answering phone calls and several FaceTimes. And so many phone calls were coming in at the same time that he even showed this on his Instagram stories. But the phone was coming up multiple numbers at the same time.
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen that.
Me neither. And at some point, the screen went, completely white because the phone was just overloaded and it cannot compute.
what did Nick Cannon do to Kevin Hart?
It's just this ongoing thing where they're pulling pranks on each other. I don't think this article has the last prank that they pulled.
It does.
I didn't see it.
It's there. Lorraine, I was trying to set you up so you look good.
Buddy, it's
Nick
not in
Cannon
here. Where?
Sent a llama to Kevin Hart last month.
In response, okay, it says in response to the llama he gave to him last month.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but that doesn't seem like a prank to me.
That was the prank.
Okay.
That's how this whole thing started. He sent them a llama for his birthday.
I would love a llama for my birthday. That doesn't seem like a prank to me.
Lauren's like, thank you.
In fact.
Kevin Hart's afraid of the llama. It's taller than him.
In fact. Oh, that's funny. I'm going to the alpaca winery this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah.
What's up with you? Because didn't you and your mom go to the alpaca convention?
My mom is coming in this weekend and she loves alpaca, so we're taking her to the alpaca winery.
What's the alpaca winery?
I don't know. It's up past like Childress and everything else. It's like 2 hours away. And I did not want to go. My mom's like, no, let's go.
And you're just going to go drink wine and alpacas like walk around or
yeah.
They serve you or what?
No, yeah. They're it's like a farm and a winery.
And they could spit on you. It's great. They could spit in your wine.
They spit cab on you. Would you like a refill?
That is the most random thing. Lauren is going to an alpaca winery.
Yeah, I know. And then I'm like, what is it? You don't have any more answers.
It's like, a winery that has alpacas. You drink wine and pet alpacas.
Okay. I mean, later I'm going to go to a turtle brewery. It's really fascinating. Little turtle races.
It takes forever to get your beer, though. It sucks. Still to
come. Yes, sorry. That didn't seem like a prank to me. The llama seemed nice.
I can't believe the billboard company let him put the phone number on there. Like our company is so crazy about doing anything that doesn't have permission from both parties.
Oh, I know. I think some people aren't that afraid of lawsuits.
It sounds like Kevin Hart's camp wasn't very afraid of a lawsuit. Roy Boy, what's going on, dude? We're talking bachelor party with you?
So, not my bachelor party, but my fiance Sterling's going into, this week, going to Vegas for a bachelor party.
Oh.
And there's drama boiling over between the men. I'll tell you what's going on coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mamie, Roy, and Lorraine.
I love you guys' radio station, by the way. You guys make me laugh every morning.
On KISS 95.1.
So, my fiance Sterling is going to Vegas this Wednesday for a bachelor party. And before you think it's going to be nuts and he's going to party hard for the bachelor party, I was in tears laughing yesterday when I found out that one of the men's activities were go-karts. I was like, what are you, 15 years old? You're going to Vegas for a bachelor party and you guys are doing go-karts?
You don't like the itinerary?
No. I'm like, where's the strip clubs? Where's the lap dance? That is happening, I think, one day. But
I heard they were conflicted because the go-karts were the same time as the puppet show and they didn't know which way to go. Is that right? At the library?
I told him, like, you know, buddy, if they really want go-karts, there's this place called Myrtle Beach and Pigeon Forge. Right near us. They're really big into it. But so there's already kind of some drama with the bachelor party men because everything was kind of set in stone about, you know, which clubs and which strip clubs or whatever. And then, last Wednesday, a week before everyone's supposed to arrive in Vegas, one guy bailed.
Is Sterling part of the wedding party?
Yeah, I think he is.
Okay. So it's like a longtime friend or something?
Yeah, college friend. So
right.
One of
the only reason why I ask is because if it was a coworker, you got to be very careful when you go to coworkers' bachelor parties. Like if you've been invited to a bachelor party of a coworker.
Why? Because
it's different than a friend.
Why? Because you guys may be invited to mine. Why would you have to be careful?
We're friends.
Okay.
So, but like, why would you be invited if you weren't friends?
Because sometimes there's bachelor parties and then the guy will invite the guys from work.
And then like it gets weird at work?
Okay. Exactly.
So, the guy bails out like the week before everything, after everything's kind of already been booked. And one of the guys is like, should we still ask him to pay his way? Because like Everything's been booked. Yeah. Like, and like they buy like clubs. They had a reserve like a cabana by the pool and like bottle service and you split it amongst the guys and you're like, whoa! Now all of a sudden I now have to pay an extra, you know, $300 because this guy booked it the last second. What do you do?
Yeah.
And I told Sterling, I was like, no. I was like, because what are you going to do? Bust his kneecaps if he doesn't pay? I mean, like, if he, you know, like, why?
Yeah.
He just screwed you.
So like, the best man has to step in and text and say, hey, we need you to pay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
For that reason. It's not fair to the other guys. I'm pretty sure this has happened in the past in a bachelor party that I was going to. And I think it's gone both ways. I think one time the guy that was supposed to go still paid his way in honor of the groom-to-be.
Mm-hmm.
And then in another time, we all had to pay an additional $60 more for the trip.
See, I don't think that he should have to pay for the activities that he's not going to be at. But I do feel like if there was hotels booked and flights and everything else, he should still be responsible for that. Because I have had friends bail out of, like, a girl's trip before, and they're like, hey, we know you guys already rented the house. We'll still, you mm-hmm. know, pitch in our share because we feel bad. You guys could have gotten a different house or paid less or whatever. But as far as the activities go, I don't know if you can charge them for the activities.
What about the food? What if one of the activities is dinner? Like, well, they're going to go do dinners and drinks.
But the activities are non-refundable, and they're like...
Are they booked ahead of time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have to book all...
Yeah, so he's not getting that money back anyway.
I don't know. I mean...
Wait, time out. He's not getting that money back unless he already didn't pay.
Well, one guy pays, and then you're supposed to pay the one guy.
So that right. guy... So, no, now the guy that bailed needs to pay that guy, even though he's not going.
Right.
That's, just do the right thing.
But he's... But I don't... But everyone's too afraid. And I'm like, well, you're not getting involved, Sterling, because this is not your thing.
Everyone's
like,
too afraid.
Everyone's too afraid to approach the guy. it's like... So there's already this, like, animosity brewing between everybody.
Yeah. I've been on those trips.
That's weird.
How many people are going? About 10?
I think like 6 or 7.
Oh, okay, yeah. Then the guy definitely needs to pay
because
nobody's
going
to cover it.
And then, so like, because the one guy's bailing, like, for this one cabana, they were going to have like 6, and now it's dropped to 5. And he's like, 5? Like, 6 seemed like a crowd. He goes, now 5 seems like it's not enough.
For the cabana?
Yeah,
like, you don't
for the
need
cabana.
Well, not only that, it's going to be more for all those, for all
right.
5 of them. So that's why the 6th guy who bailed needs to pay so that the money doesn't, it doesn't go up for all 5.
And shouldn't he?
And why did he bail?
Oh, I don't know why he bailed. There's a part of me that thinks he bailed because their hotel, I think their hotels are comped because Vegas is evidently that type of place that just gives you a free hotel room.
Somebody's a high roller.
Yeah. I don't think any of them are paying for their rooms.
704 texted and said, Roy, you should go in his place.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Really? I mean, if they could pick one extra person up, then everything would just work itself out.
Yeah, pretty much. But how come that guy doesn't have enough, like, whereabouts to be like, oh, guys, I'll still pay. I'm sorry for screwing you last second.
Maybe he can't afford to go.
That's true, too. How about this? Strolling after Vegas is meeting me in Napa and doing a week of party.
Nice. Fun.
This is the MRL Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
We're in the middle of Hot Girl Summer, Ren.
Don't worry, I'll get my summer body soon. Give me time, y'all.
Yeah,
just give me time. as I eat my cheddar and sour cream chips. I'm
going to
get
there. Pepper.
I think we're a month away from Mech starting school. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I hate to freak you guys out, but that's like 3 weeks, four weeks.
When you were out last week, we were talking about back-to-school shopping, how there's a shortage on supplies, and my sister's been doing back-to-school shopping, and there's like weird things that they're... Like, they're really adamant about on the list that I didn't quite understand.
Yeah, it is crazy. But listen, this is a TikTok trick who says that it'll help your hot girl summer. And by the way, it comes from a female. So it's not like some guy who's like, hey, do this, buy her a drink, and next thing you know, she's yours.
Okay.
No. This is a TikToker who claims her hack can make anyone fall in love with you. And
guy or girl.
This is a woman who says that she knows how to get anyone to fall in love with you. Okay. The woman goes on to say it's a psychology love eye trick.
Okay.
In the video, she explains that the trick uses a 3-step eye movement, which is called the love triangle. She says you'll want to use it with someone you really like and share common interests with, and she cautions that it might not work with a total stranger.
Okay.
Once you're in a one-on-one with your romantic target, wait until they're speaking to you and try these simple steps to get them to fall in love. Roy, look at Loren.
Okay.
Look at her left eye for about 1 second.
Okay.
Look at her mouth for about 2 seconds. Okay. Loren, you can't look away.
I know, I'm sorry.
And finish it off by looking at the right eye, hence the triangle.
Okay, let me try that.
Okay.
Left eye, mouth, right eye. Oh! Oh!
I just fell in love.
Take me, Roy.
Let's make out.
That was weird. I didn't like it.
What didn't you like about it?
I was looking at her left eye, then her mouth, and then her right eye. I wasn't, like, that's not how I look at people.
It doesn't really look like you're moving your eyes either, to be honest with you.
Why'd you just mouth I love you to me? We work together. It's awkward.
Yeah, like, isn't like a certain distance? It just looks like I'm looking at you?
Yeah.
So if it sounds too easy to actually work, for what it's worth, research shows that eye contact can influence whether or not people feel attracted to you. She guarantees if it's done right, at the right time, with the right person, they will literally be like, what? I think I'm falling in love with you. Mm-hmm. It definitely does work, she goes on to say. And while it might not be quite as magical as she claims, the idea isn't too far-fetched, according to researchers.
Okay.
There you have it. The love triangle. Left eye, 1 second. Mouth, 2 seconds. Right eye, 1 second. Thus, the love triangle.
It's not going to work.
It'll work.
All right.
Where are we at with Campy Loren? Did you lose on Thursday or Friday?
No.
Yeah, she's still
going strong.
Yeah, she's still 63 wins. 63 wins, and we have free cheer wine for a whole year if you beat her. And, like, according to my dad, you need to take the L. Like, he's like, it's too difficult.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. But the Olympics are here. She's horrendous with Olympic questions, so that's good.
Really.
Is there an Olympic question today?
There will be in 2 seconds. Oh, yeah, there is.
All right, 704-570-9595. She has 63 wins. Call now and take down Loren.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Michelle and Ethan, welcome to the Mini Rory and Loren Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. You guys are playing Can't Beat Loren today.
You ready, Ethan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, throw her out, Ethan.
Yeah,
Loren.
All right, Ethan, I'm going.
All right, Ethan, her headphones is down. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Michelle and Ethan in Indian Land. The Olympics are officially underway. Do you know what country they're taking place in?
Tokyo.
Sure, it's the city in Japan. Almost 20 years later, and J-Lo is back on a yacht with this actor. Who is she
Ben
being?
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, Bennifer 2.0. Shawn Mendes' girlfriend dropped a new song on Friday and revealed that the new track is her first single off of her upcoming album. We don't have a release date yet. Who is Shawn's singer girlfriend?
Camila Cabello.
And this band known as DMB performed for over 3 hours at the PNC Music Pavilion this past weekend. Who is DMB?
DMB?
D, M is in Mary, B is in boy.
Oh, I don't know.
All right, question number 5. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's daughter is not on the same royal succession list. What is their daughter's name? Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Back.
All right, let's come get her in. Back in. Loren, it's going to be a tough battle. Michelle and Ethan got 4 correct.
Okay.
All right, hold on. She's back, you guys. Don't say anything. Let's see how she does, okay? She's not good with the Olympics. She might not even know the answer to this one. The Olympics are officially underway, Loren. As you know, we're all watching. I'm watching volleyball in here live right now.
Right.
What country is this taking place in?
Japan.
Myra, that's correct. My recommendation is, why did Simone Biles get a penalty on the floor in the first qualifying round?
Roy's very upset at the way the gymnastics are being judged.
I think they're a little hardcore on our team, but okay.
Michelle and Ethan said Tokyo, Japan, which is correct. Almost 20 years later, and J-Lo is back on a yacht with this actor. It's 2.0 with who?
Ben Affleck.
That's
right. 2-2.
Insta-official now.
Mom.
Shawn Mendes' girlfriend dropped a new song on Friday and revealed that the new track is from her first single off of her upcoming album. We don't have a release date yet. Who is Shawn Mendes' girlfriend?
Camila Cabello.
That is correct. 3-3.
So much means.
What, Ethan?
He's trying to keep score in his head.
Yeah. You're tied, bud. You're tied.
Right, you're tied. Okay.
All right,
here we go. Question four. This band known as DMB performed for 3 hours at the PNC Pavilion on Saturday night. Great to have live music back in the Queen City. Who is DMB? Three. Two.
Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my
that's
gosh.
That's right. That's right. Dave Matthews Band.
I'm like, come on, brain. Come on, brain.
I didn't know either, but that's what I assumed, okay. too. Dave Matthews. All right, so it's 4-3.
All right.
Great to have live music back. I'm so pumped. All right, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's daughters not on the same royal succession list. What's their daughter's name?
Lilibet.
That is correct. Final score, 5-4. Good job, Loren. You beat Ethan. Hope you're proud of that.
Oh, come on. Now I feel bad even making them say it.
Yep.
I'm mad that I missed out on the Dave Matthews Band question.
Is that the one she missed?
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's hear it.
Well, we can't beat Loren. Can you say it, Ethan?
We can't beat Loren.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ethan.
I
know.
Ethan, isn't she the worst?
Can I take back 4 and 5?
Thanks for playing, you guys.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice, but if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
All right, Roy. Who can I help?
Yep. We've got, I think he probably wants to stay anonymous, but
okay.
He says, hey, MRL, I feel like I'm going to lose the love of my life because I have been living a lie.
Oh, boy.
He says, I'm rich. Not, like, kind of rich. Like, a lot rich.
Oh.
He says, I got really lucky with cryptocurrency, and I opened a financial advisory firm. My girlfriend thinks that I'm low man on the totem pole at the firm and that I'm trying to work my way to the top, when in reality, it's my company. I never wanted anyone to date me for my money, so I created this deep lie with a lot of people in my life. I have a small studio apartment with crappy furniture, and I use it as kind of a crash pad after a night of drinking or a place to take my dates. When in reality, I have a $1 million lake house.
Oh.
I'm in love with her, and I want to tell her now, but will she think that everything's a lie and won't want to be with me? How do I break this news? I feel like I'm going to lose her.
Well, this guy's living his life like a movie. Right? Like, how exciting is that?
They did a TV reality show back in the day called Joe Millionaire on Fox.
Buddy, it's coming back.
Oh, is it really?
They're filming in Atlanta.
It was the opposite, though. It's an even better premise. It was the opposite, where they made you think the guy lived in a castle, was a millionaire, and then after you fall in love with him, he tells you that he lives in an apartment and he has nothing.
Yeah.
That is so dirty. That is so wrong.
And you look like the biggest bee in the world if you don't stay with him after that.
Here's the problem with this guy's situation. He lied. And not only is he lying, he has a whole fake apartment routine. Like, how many people has he done this to?
Well,
I understand celebrities being nervous about going on dates and, like, you know, because we've spoken with, like, our friends at Cody Zeller and some of our other celebrity friends. They're worried about dating people because they don't know if they're actually into them or the idea of them.
Right, right. Like, Cody would say back when he was dating that it was always hard for him. He never knew what their intentions were, and they could easily go Google salaries.
Yeah. But, like, this guy, I would imagine, if you swipe right with him on Tinder or on Hinge or whatever, you don't immediately know he's rich unless the photos entail that. Like, why not? Like, these people's genuine interest in you from the beginning was not.
You didn't meet him at the mansion.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, this wasn't inspired based upon your wealth. Like, why are you doing, like, I feel like he's doing this to himself.
But I also feel like that maybe if he was flashier with his things that maybe people would draw to him more just based on his money. And maybe it's happened in the past and that's why he's doing it.
Well, you got to rip the Band-Aid off. And there's a couple things. She's going to go, I don't know what to believe anymore because you're like a CIA agent and I don't know what life is. Or she's going to love the fact you have a $1 million lake house and she's going to ask you to propose to her.
Yeah.
So those are the one to two things that's going to happen.
She's going to feel like she hit the lottery, buddy. Yeah. She's already in love with you, if she's in love with you, which it sounds like she is. And yes, there's going to be a moment where she's like, I can't believe you lied to me for such a long time. And I don't know how long they've been dating, but I assume
a while. If you said the love of my life.
Yeah. So, but I mean, she might initially be a little upset with you, but I think she's going to get over it.
What do you think he does? Do you think like on dates he tries to like, just like, yeah, I went to the thrift store and like it comes up with these weird stories.
Like, I don't know how I'm going to make rent this month.
Yeah, like how deep does he go?
I'll be going to the Dollar Tree today to pick up several items.
Yeah, I do all my grocery shopping there. Which, by the way, I go to Dollar Tree. We're not making fun of Dollar Tree.
I'll be buying wine at Walmart. Is that what they call it? No, just Walmart. Yes, I know. I doesn't know how to say anything. Have you heard of a Target?
Yeah.
704-570-9595. What do you think about this? 910 says, I'd be okay with the lie if I found out my boyfriend was rich in the end, LOL. Well, who cares?
Right.
Yeah. It's
kind of a good point.
But now, it depends, though. Like, what if he lied about everything in his life? Like, maybe you don't really know his family. Maybe you really don't know.
So you're saying one lie could open up many more lies.
Yeah, like how deep? I mean, the guy went as far to have a crash pad.
You would think
small
he's a
apartment.
Sociopath.
I kind of do. Like, he's created this world.
Do you guys agree with Roy? Are you more Team Loren on this, where Loren's like, he's just doing it, and once you find out that he's rich, it's going to be okay. Get to us.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Unqualified advice with me, Roy Guy. Is filthy rich, but he tells this girl that he's dating that he's not rich. He even has a cheap apartment, he says, and now he's afraid to tell her the truth because she's afraid that she'll break up with him because everything's been a lie. I think he's created this problem for himself. I think that it could have been genuine from the beginning, and I think that she's going to be freaked out that everything in his life is a lie.
Abby and Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Loren thinks she's going to love the fact that she hit the lottery. What do you think?
I mean, I get where Loren's coming from. I don't think it's all bad news. I just think, personally, what you're going to hear first isn't the money. You're going to hear that he's been lying to you this whole entire time first.
I definitely think there's going to be some shock and backlash, but I think, ultimately, she's going to be able to get over it.
If she really loved him, I agree too. I just think, I don't know, I think that could start with some broken trust. So he might have some sucking up to do for a while.
Yeah, but it's not like he cheated on her.
But it's not like a normal lie. It's like, you know that place you think is my home? That's not my home. You know that car that I drive? That's not my car.
Such a big part of his life.
Yeah.
That is just totally like, unknown to her.
It's like undercover
totally
boss.
Unknown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you think you know someone and you trust someone, and then that's a pretty big drop of information that you just think you've known this whole entire time and you have no clue. And I was thinking about what Roy said, like on dates, how far does he go to say, like, does he go out of his way to pretend that he is less rich than he is?
Right.
That's just like a persona that you're putting on.
Well, Abby, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for agreeing with me. I love it when people call in.
So now it's qualified advice.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I'll explain what happened on my boys trip and why I have a picture with a random woman coming up here in just a little bit.
Good.
Remember, I told you I was supposed to go on a Tinder date with my friend, even though I'm married?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll explain what happened. But we're talking about this guy who is really rich, but he has, like, this little crash pad, and he doesn't let any women that he's dating, one woman in particular that he's dating right now, he sent us some unqualified advice, and he said, like, he's hiding the wealth.
And while we're sitting here talking about the whole thing, I'm just thinking, how good-looking is this guy that he doesn't need to use his wealth to help himself pick up women? Like, when I was in radio and single, all I did was tell people I was on the radio.
That's
like,
how you got
across the country. That's how I got the end to have a conversation.
I think it's better that way than the other way, where you, like, because they're in Miami, we call them the $30,000 millionaires.
Yes.
They have, like, rented cars and they have these houses, but they're really like somebody else's house. And then you find out that they've been also living a lie, but you get nothing at the end.
Right.
Did you find out that the person you were dating lied to you and they had way more than they said they did? 704-570-9595.
And I'd be interested in hearing the other way too. Like, maybe you thought somebody was rich and next thing you know, you found out they were lying. They were the $30,000 millionaire.
Yeah, I dated a guy, 980 says, that gave me a fake name and wasn't honest about what he did for work. Later, he told me he worked with NASCAR and who he really was, and we went out several times. We responded, was he a driver? Said, no, he worked for the pit crew.
Huh.
Is that worth a lie?
Yeah, yeah, right? Why would you lie about being in the pit crew?
I mean, he thinks he's cooler than he actually is.
Unless you're Jeff Gordon. Who cares about the front tire changer? I mean, I know you're important. And I love what you do, but my God.
Now listen, we have a bunch of NASCAR listeners. We love y'all. But
we do.
You know, there could be a stigma, though, and I don't know if there is. I know we're in NASCAR country, and I know hundreds of employees of NASCAR teams listen to us every morning. We appreciate that. We don't even know where to put our loyalty behind Hendrick, Roush. I don't know where to go. But Gibbs, too. But, like, do they have a stigma like pilots do? Where it's like, when they go on the road, they're gone.
They get around
maybe.
Town.
Like, I wonder if maybe that's why he hit it.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
She's like, when I realized he loved Tide so much, I knew why. He had Tide gear everywhere.
He was always sipping Mountain Dew. All right, let's talk with Heather in Shelby. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Brand Morning Show. Hey, Heather.
Yes?
You called us.
What do you want to say?
But my phone is actually connected to my radio.
You're fine.
Anyway,
you're fine.
I'm just wondering, how dumb is this girl? You know, I mean, you can Google people these days. Did he not tell her his real name?
Right. Like, I don't know if the lie's gone that deep. He didn't say. But that's my whole thing is, too, like, what level of lie did he do? But if he is, like, I don't know if I would necessarily know. Could you Google someone's, like, if they're just rich, can you Google and find that out? Like, I don't know if that's normal.
Well, I think it would come up, like, at least if he owns the company where he works, or it would come up under his name.
Okay.
I've been with Dallas for 15 years, but you bet your sweet booty that I Googled him when we first started dating, and I found out where he worked.
Was he rich?
No.
Oh.
You stayed with him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Thanks, Heather.
I guess the wealth just came later.
Hey, Chris in North Carolina.
Hey, how you doing?
What would you like to say?
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I make good money now. I mean, I'm so far this year, I'm making a little over $1 million.
So far? You're halfway in.
It's July.
Holy crap. Good job, bud.
Oh, I still got to pay taxes on it. I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah.
But, so what were you going to say?
Well, I mean, I've always been a broke individual, living paycheck to paycheck, but I still wouldn't tell people.
Either way, you mean?
Yeah, well, I mean,
but wouldn't they know, like, isn't your life,
that's the thing, it's not like this guy's telling them, he's bringing them to a pad that
he's
is,
letting them assume.
And he's bringing them to a place that's not his real house. It's like a poor apartment.
Well, you know, it's my house and everything else, but, I mean, like,
do you
like
have a big house? Do you have a big house?
No.
See, here's the thing. When I look at Lauren, she doesn't have to tell me she's wealthy. You could just tell. You just know. Like, she has a bag that she refuses to put on the floor. I don't know the name brand of that bag, but you imagine that, well, if she can't
put
it on the floor.
That's called credit card debt.
But here's something to throw out there. Like, a while back, I was getting a bed liner put on the pickup truck, one of them spray-ins.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of bothering somebody else for the day, I just threw my tablet and a few other things in a backpack and went walking around town and just, you know, visit different stores and all that. Well, most people looked at me like I was a bum the whole time.
Right. Meanwhile, and you millions of dollars.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that. Thanks,
I like
Chris.
The way he's living.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
But he's like, but at least he's genuine with the way his lifestyle is.
Yeah.
This guy is coming up with a lie.
Because he doesn't want women to only like him for his money. So he's got like this purgatory that he puts them in where he finds out their true, you know, their true meaning of how they feel about him and not about his money.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to fall. Hey, The Bachelor is based on this, right?
Right.
Every Bachelor and Bachelorette falls in love till reality hits and the show's over.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What's up? This is Ariana Grande.
Hi, it's Harry Styles.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
So my boys trip that I was so excited about. My buddy Rinko threw a party for seven of his high school friends. We've all known each other since we decided since we were about in third grade.
Hmm.
You know, that puts us at like 8 years old is when we all met. And we're all still friends now at 45, 46. And he had this party called it Cinco de Rinco. Everybody goes, Cinco de Rinco? That was supposed to be in May. Yes, but his baseball and basketball number was 5, hence the Cinco. Come on, you guys.
Oh, yeah. That's easy.
Yeah. Come on, man.
So it just sounds like it's a weekend of memories.
Yes. And then he had shirts made. So when we showed up to the house, he had shirts on the hangers on the garage with everybody's number on it. But since I wasn't playing hockey for the high school at the time, he didn't know my number. So I got the 69. There always has to be somebody that gets the 69 number because that's hilarious.
Yeah.
And then so I had that jersey number. I was like, thanks. But everybody else had their high school numbers. He's like, well, you played tennis. They didn't wear numbers. But I was, so that was on Saturday. But to back up a little bit, when I arrived at the airport, one of my friends who's part of the seven picked me up at the airport because he's like an insurance salesman and he has nothing going on for long periods of time. And he's like, my weekend's on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So he's like, please give me something to do. I'll pick you up. I was like, fine. I was going to Uber, pick me up. That'd be awesome. And he's there and we're going to go to this awesome deli that everybody in the towns where I live loves this deli.
Okay.
So I said, bud, just for picking me up, I'll buy you lunch. Let's go to the deli. He's like, all right. It's like 1:30. We pull into the parking lot of the deli. And with that, we get a phone call from our other buddy, Sorelli. He's like, hey, what are you doing? We're about to get sandwiches. Don't come to the club. The bar's empty. Just eat here at the golf course, and then we'll just play.
Oh.
I was like, I don't have clubs or anything. They're like, Manny, don't worry. We have everything. Yeah. Just come. We were in the parking lot of the deli that I haven't eaten at in like 6-7 years.
You wanted to eat there.
My buddy who picked me up takes pictures of sandwiches and sends them to me. And he's like, have fun at Jersey Mike's while I'm eating this authentic Boar's Head, New Jersey deli style sandwich.
Yeah.
We're in the parking lot and he pulls out and he goes, all right, let's go meet him. I'm like, wow. What am I going to go do? Sit at the bar at some golf course? I could do that down in Charlotte.
Yeah, screw the country club.
I feel like you are the person who would eat twice, though. Like, you would either get one for later and take it with you, or you would be like, oh, I'll have half of it now, and then I'll also eat at the club so they don't get on my case.
So spectacular thinking, but the car didn't stop. We immediately looped around and went back, and then I had a very dry chicken salad, wrap, grilled chicken Caesar wrap or something. I'm like, oh.
This is why people think I'm high maintenance, but I get my own car, I get my own rental, I get my own hotel. Because if it was me, I'd be like, I'm stopping at the deli. I'll meet you there.
You're in control.
Yeah.
I know. So then we got there and we started playing golf. And my buddy just joined the club. And there's like strict rules.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's four of us. And we're like, all right, we have to go check in. He goes, no, I don't check in. Let's go. We go right to the first hole. I'm like, well, what about check in? He's like, I got it. So he's like, Manny, I've been here for 3 months. I own the course already. And and he's not lying. He stops and we talk to the guy who's supposed to send you off. Like to start the round.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, good to see you, Jason. How's everything going? He's like, great. How's your mom? He's like, oh, good. Doing good. Thanks for asking. Mm-hmm. You know, and we go and start. He's like, I own the course, man. He's like, no reservations necessary when you're with me. So it was a good time. And then that night we were supposed to go to New York City. Remember, my complaint was I didn't want to go to New York City. I didn't want to be my buddy's Tinder dates plus one, mm-hmm. you know, with another girl that the Tinder date was bringing. So he goes, during golf, he goes, you know what? Scratch the city tonight. I hope you don't mind. He's like, I've been thinking about it. I go, mind? I don't want to go to the city at all. Yeah. He's like, you don't? I'm like, no. He's like, all right. So we ended up staying local. That night, he goes, oh, hey, I got to go do something. Can you stay with the girls? And I'm like, I haven't seen your girls. They're 6 and 3 now. I haven't seen your, one doesn't even know me. Yeah. And the 6-year-old was 3 the last time I saw her.
Right.
I'm like, if they're comfortable staying here, I'll hang out and play with them.
But I'm sure the kids are going, stranger.
stranger danger.
In my house, stranger danger. In my house. So he's like, yeah, I got to go close this deal real quick. This doctor wants to meet. He does like Botox and all that stuff. You know, you'd love him. And so he goes and meets the doctor. And he's like, I'll be gone like an hour. Like 2.5 hours later, a crying kid.
She misses
daddy. She wants to FaceTime. I'm like, we can't ruin the deal. I go, you see all the nice things you have in this house? Samantha, this is all because daddy's out doing business right now. So he goes, I'm going to take the motorcycle so I don't have to sit in traffic. I could just weave and get through quicker. So he shows up to a Botox meeting to meet a doctor on a Harley half hat, helmet on with spikes on the top of it. And he goes and comes back. And then we ended up going down to, on Saturday down to the beach, the actual get together where we played sports all day. There's a new sport I love called Can Jam.
Okay. What's that?
It's frisbee and you have to slam the frisbee. You play teams and you have to slam the frisbee into this open can.
Oh, that's cool.
It on the beach or in the yard.
Okay.
So I'm going to get that for us to play. And then I realized that my buddy who had the party, his house is so nice that I went to the bathroom. And it took me, and I'm not joking, a good 2 minutes to find out how to flush it. That's how nice his toilets
were. That's hilarious.
I'm like, where? Okay, if it's not on the side, then it's on the back. Sometimes they have those back flushes. You pull, you push. Nope, it's not. I'm like, where is
it? How did you flush it?
Right foot.
Right foot?
There is a gold pedal that you push.
Is it a bidet, too?
No, it just flushed.
Huh.
But the right pedal's where you...
Is there a left pedal?
No, yeah, there was. I wasn't going to touch it. Betty would come down. But it was fun, man. We had a good time. Like I said, it was just good to get together with everybody.
So you never did your date?
No, we never did the date because we didn't go to the city that night. He just bailed on it.
So who's the woman?
Yeah, who's the woman posted on our Instagram at the MRL show?
Thank you. I meant to tell you that. So
even hanging.
So Saturday night we go to a bar. We rented my buddy Rinko rented a van for everybody, and we got in this beautiful van and we go to a couple bars. We go to dinner, then we go to a couple bars, and my buddy Sorelli, who was supposed to do the Tinder date, who's divorced and tearing up town, is like, I'm going to talk to girls. I'm not going to sit here and talk to you guys. And I'm like, I'll take a piece of that. I was wearing my ring and everything. I'm like, I'll go and let's just go talk. What do we have to lose?
Mm-hmm.
So we meet these two girls and we open up with like. My buddy's glass eye trick.
Mm. Oh, you did.
That's a good one. He's like, hey, you guys want to see my friend take his glass eye out? I'm like, Jay, well, I don't want to. And I did it like this. And I pretend to drop it. I go, don't anybody move. and they bought it. So they enjoyed it. So she goes.
That's so stupid.
So she goes, what are y'all doing tonight? And I said, we're going. And then my buddy Sorelli goes, we got a van. Why don't you come with us? She goes, okay. I go, no. Whoa. If a stranger says to you they got a van, why don't you come with us? The right answer is no. It's not yes.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, I was just talking about my trip to Jersey, which was an awesome time. It's funny, you have friends, and each friend brings something different to the table. Like we had one friend who's divorced, and he had to pay her, not only alimony, he had to pay her money for, like, her living after their divorce, even though she cheated on him.
Mm.
But he found out while we were out to dinner through a third-party friend that she got married in Denver that night, on Saturday night. So he's done paying her. He doesn't have to pay. He has to still pay the child pay, which, of course, he would, because he loves his daughter. They have a great relationship. But he doesn't have to pay for her anymore.
So he was excited.
So we toasted it out. He bought dinner that night.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't like he can afford it, but it was a good sell. He's like, let me buy dinner tonight, my celebration, my way of thanking the gods, you know. And we have this other guy that we know is worth big money, but he acts like he's not, which I love. because when you're around other people in the group, like myself, who makes a decent living, you know, we all know what we do. But and then I got another friend who's in who sells smoke and fire alarms to like, major companies, big buildings.
Yeah.
And that's a tough business, man. And he's struggling. He's got two kids, you know. And then we got this other kid that we all know. He's the CEO of some health company. And, you know, he's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got my two kids going to school. I don't know how I'm going to afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, every one of us was thinking, like, thank you for not for joining us on our level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, thank you.
Thank you for lying about your
world. And then we have a third friend who's going through a divorce and lives in a hotel.
No.
And so it's like an extended stay, and he's been there for months.
Yeah.
And so we were joking with him because my buddy Rinko, who had the party on Saturday, has a beautiful backyard in New Jersey right on the beach with a beautiful pool. And we were like, hey, next year we can go to your place, your hotel. We have to be out of the pool by 9.
Yeah, but still.
You know, but hey, and the only thing that sucks, you have to get out and turn the hot tub back on every once in a while. But we have the same setup at your place and plenty of parking.
Right. And yeah, I hear at nighttime, the Marriott puts out cookies in the lobby.
And the highway's right behind you for easy escape. But it's funny because, yeah, like these guys, these different guys bring different things to the table. And it's funny how many of them, I was shocked by about how many of them were on TikTok.
Mm. Yeah, because they're late 40s, mid-40s men.
Yeah, but they're like the funniest videos in the world are on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you're right. So there's this guy that we watch who's a garbage man, and he goes live every morning. And I think you turned me on to this.
I did. Boy. I found him because he broadcasts live his entire route of him loading trash into the truck.
But at one point, you had a search garbage guy.
No, it just showed up in my feed.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So Roy sends me his name, and I show him a video on, like, Saturday. I'm like, this guy goes live in the morning, and he works his butt off. He doesn't wear a shirt,
mm-hmm.
and he just, you know, jumps off the truck, and the truck doesn't even stop. And he has the way of throwing the can back into the mm-hmm. curb without it falling over. It's art, Loren.
Okay.
It is art, because it looks like he's being careless, and, like, he's just flinging things around, but it's actually nice the way he's doing.
My millionaire friends and my less than millionaire friends all wanted his TikTok.
Yeah.
They're like, send it to us. We could watch that for hours. My one buddy's like, well, I'm going to run my Fortune 500 company. I'll watch it on the ferry. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. So,
and we all want him as our garbage man.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was a good time. It's just exhausting when you go. It's like I was nonstop from Thursday till yesterday at 2 p.m. when I got taken back to the airport.
Yeah.
You know? And I ran into a listener at the carousel. We took a picture. I had my MRL mask on, so I wasn't incognito. I'm like, if I'm walking through the Charlotte airport, I'm wearing my MRL show mask.
Sure.
Which I love because it's really thin anyway.
Right.
You can breathe.
Yeah. How about this move? We get on the bus to go back to the long-term lot, and the bus driver's sitting there with their arms crossed. Everybody's on the bus. And we're like, is there a problem with the bus? She goes, everybody going to put their masks on?
Oh, she's like a teacher.
Well, public transportation.
She crossed
right?
her arms.
Yeah,
she crossed.
I'm not driving until we put the masks
but
on.
Tell us, like it was 30 seconds of us looking like, is the bus broken? What is she waiting for? And finally, she goes, "Y'all going to put your masks on?" And the woman next to me goes, "Yeah, put." Oh, and she had to put hers on.
How about this? I've been on those airport buses, and they have squeezed people in, like. You don't need a seat. Like, I've been wedged against the door of the bus.
With a bag at your feet.
With a bag at my feet. And they're like, if you can stand, we can move. And I'm like, I feel like I'm going to die.
That's awesome. One of the buses I was on had an old KISS 95.1 sticker.
Oh,
so.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
it was cool. Awesome. All right, we're going to do a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about this article we found. And it is really interesting because the answers are going to be so different from everyone. What's considered sexy to most people, but not to you?
Okay, we'll talk about it next.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
So what's considered sexy, or that some people consider sexy, that you don't find attractive? We've got a top five list, and I want to see if anybody's top five is on here.
Okay.
So, men in uniform. People do not find attractive.
You
even
know,
everybody
I talk up firefighters and all that, but if I had to be really honest, it's not my good thing.
We always get texts though, like, "Oh, when my man puts his Marines, mm-hmm. you know, uniform on, or the UPS and the Browns, Love that. So this is stuff that a lot of people find sexy, but these don't. People don't. Okay.
Right. Bikinis is on the list.
What?
I know. I'm like, what would you wear? I mean, I get you would wear a one piece, but like, I don't know. Maybe a more conservative person.
You know what it was? They probably asked people that lived in like Alaska and in like the North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
And they were probably like, bikinis around here? No, I'm not into that.
Lingerie is also on the list.
I know a lot of guys who don't like lingerie because they're like, what's the point?
Yeah, you take it off. Pointless.
I'm a visual person though, so I like it.
Right.
How about?
And you leave it on.
I do. And sometimes Amanda wears it. Yes, I leave it on.
Okay.
Such a good joke.
It's like it's like the wrapping of a gift. You know what I mean, Loren?
Yeah, I gotcha. Someone else said that they're just not into muscles, even though everyone else is.
Roy, we got to find this person.
Yeah. Here I am.
You into beer bellies?
Dad bods?
Dad bods for days?
Are you into eating pizza on a random Tuesday night? Junk food, whatever?
Is one chin not enough for you? How about two or three or maybe even four? Come see me.
How about a belly that whenever the guy sits down, there's rolls that appear on the side. Does that turn you on?
When you get on an airplane and you have to open the seatbelt because the person that sat down before you wasn't as large as you were. That's sexy.
Date me.
And then the last thing on this list is blonde hair.
Ah, that's funny.
But you know, there's that old saying, blondes have more fun.
I mean, I'm married to a redhead, and I also did blondes, brunettes. Multicolor.
I like the idea of a dating ad for people if you like big people. Like, do you like to take long walks two times up to the buffet line?
Do you not like exercising? Do you use your treadmill and Peloton to hold your clothes? When you see a gym, do you laugh at the people? If so, I'm your man.
Do you like to avoid mirrors at all costs?
Turn the lights down low, like all the time.
Like all the way off.
Do you have a scale you never use? When you put on a shirt, if it doesn't fit, stretch it.
Do you go getting up from the couch?
Amanda says I grunt when I turn the wheel. Like if I'm driving, like if I go into like the Teeter parking lot or something and I go to turn, I'm like.
Driving is that much of a thing for you, huh?
Yeah, like an old man. All right, let me get in this spot here.
910 says screw abs. I prefer the dad bod.
Yeah.
Let's take calls on this because this is a funny conversation and everybody out there is so unique and so individual. Call us and tell us what most people find sexy, but you don't. Even if we just talked about it, we want to hear your standpoint.
704-570-9595.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Loren gave us a list that she found online. Things that people normally find sexy, but you don't. 704-570-9595. What were a couple on that list that we did a little while ago?
It was like men in uniform, bikinis, lingerie, muscles, and blonde hair.
I love muscles. And blonde hair is funny, too. But it is true. Like, you know, there's a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? There's like a persona of blondes have more fun and blondes are attractive. Mm-hmm. And I think if you think of Adam and Eve, I personally have Eve as a blonde.
Really?
Yeah, what do you have Eve as? Brunette?
I've never genuinely thought about what they would look like.
Honestly, me neither.
Yeah. I have Adam as like a beauty. Like, I picture Adam to be like the oiled down flag bearer for Tanzania. Remember him?
Oh.
What they call him?
I do remember.
What was he called?
There was a new one this week, too. At the Tokyo Olympics.
Yeah, I saw him, too.
I saw, like, the New York Post goes, the thing we didn't know we needed.
The oily guy. Tonga flag.
Yeah, Tonga flag.
Tonga flag bearer.
That's how I picture Adam from Adam and Eve. And then Eve I have is, like, a blonde. But anyway, so to say, having said that, then the blondes being on the list as not being sexy is funny to me. Text messages coming in. 704 says, I find it very sexy when my girlfriend wants to help me work on cars. It gives me a little buzz knowing she wants to learn about my hobby.
That's cool.
Mm.
90 says, I like a lot of body hair on men.
Okay.
All the guys that are in our trip, because we had a pool at the house we were hanging at, all the guys shaved themselves.
Yeah.
And trimmed at the very least.
Why, bud?
Because you didn't want to be the hairy guy at the pool. You didn't want to have back hair. You didn't want to have chest hair everywhere.
What was going on at this boys' trip?
Let me be clear. We didn't trim at the location. Everybody came looking best because they knew.
I find it interesting. You boys want to make sure your bodies are looking good for each other.
Because when you get together with seven friends, if you're hairy, you're going to hear bah.
I get
it. That's how immature we are.
I get it, because like when girls go on vacation together, like a girls trip to the beach, everybody wants to look good. You know, nobody wants to be that friend.
Yeah. I don't mind hair. I don't like shoulder hair. Have you seen some dudes with shoulder hair? Hairs growing on their shoulders?
Yeah, my dad's got arms. It looks like Chewbacca. It's, when he puts his arm out the window, the wind blows it. It looks like a long hair of a model.
That's tough.
704 says, I don't like heels on women. I prefer flats. Another 704 says, I don't like yoga pants. I don't find yoga pants sexy.
Really?
Muscles are such a waste, 803 says. I like snuggling in concrete. Dad bods for the win.
My belly is very soft.
Yeah, score. 910 says, I don't really like abs. I prefer the dad bod, too. But do you really mean that?
I think you can appreciate abs and find them attractive or appealing, but maybe in practical use,
you don't
want them.
It's just not your thing.
Loren, bald or hair?
Hair.
Hats or no hats?
Hats. Mm. I do like hats.
See, I like hats on women.
Not all the time, but I do like a guy in a ball cap.
Yeah.
Mm.
Suit or cash?
That's tough, because I do like a suit, too.
Yeah. Are you talking about Dal or just guys in general?
Dal, of course.
Yeah. My one buddy goes, oh, it's white jean season. I was like, what does that mean? He's like, all the girls are wearing white jeans. I love that. I was like, okay, that's your thing.
I don't know how people keep their whites crisp and bright. All my whites pale over time. I don't
know. Buddy.
I asked Lauren about the time she wore new white jeans to work, and then we went to go eat afterwards, and we took scooters, and I took her through a construction zone.
And they ended up with red clay all over the back.
Welcome to Charlotte.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren.
All right, Lauren, what's going on in Hollywood?
Okay, so we will get to the story that I'm most excited about last, but if you're a Real Housewives fan, Kyle Richards, she's been hospitalized for a bee sting after an EpiPen fail.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and her phone wouldn't call 911, so it, like, turned into this whole thing. She was eventually hospitalized and is now recovering.
She needs my phone. My phone last week called 911, and I didn't ask it to.
Mm. It just knows. It's sensed.
Yeah.
It's supposed to make the noises, but Roy's didn't for some reason.
Police was looking for me. It was a whole thing.
Yeah. And Nick Cannon, he says he was overwhelmed with phone calls after Kevin Hart put his phone number on a billboard. And he was getting so many calls at one time that his phone was pulling up multiple numbers, the caller ID.
Huh.
And then at some point, the phone gave up and just went to a white screen. But he was answering them. He was answering FaceTimes and phone calls.
Well, how did he get all these numbers?
What do you mean?
Calling him.
Oh, because I said Kevin Hart put it on a billboard.
How did Kevin Hart get his number?
I'm sure they are friends. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
You want to give out your phone number on the radio?
We can do that as a bet one time.
I have almost given out Dallas's phone number.
But I will say, how do you, like, when you drive past a billboard, you go pretty fast. Because we had an MRL show billboard, and the thought process is, like, how do you get someone who doesn't know who we are to turn us on driving 45 miles an hour down Independence Highway?
Because I'm pretty sure if it said Nick Cannon and a phone number under it, you would either drive back around or stop your vehicle to take the number down.
You think.
Well, and our billboard said laughs ahead.
Right.
Which is a good billboard for us, but it's really unfortunate if there was a car accident that passed the billboard.
You're not
because
kidding.
Because there's laps ahead, and then there's an accident.
That was the idea, is because there's always traffic on Independence Boulevard. So we were like, not only is there construction ahead, there's also laps ahead. That right. was the idea. Mm-hmm. And Nicole's looking at us like she's like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
I think also what might have happened, too, is somebody took a picture of it, then it went viral. And then everybody had his number.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Right? So, mm-hmm. What else?
Okay. So, you know, I have to give you a Bennifer update whenever I can. They went Instagram official in the last few days.
What does that mean?
Jennifer Lopez posted a photo of her and Ben kissing in the south of France.
Love
but
it.
I don't know why this isn't the bigger story. Jennifer Lopez is in the French Riviera celebrating her birthday, but A-Rod is also there celebrating his birthday.
Oh, they're trying to outdo each other.
Well, they had planned the trip originally, obviously, together to celebrate their birthdays. And Jennifer's is on the 24th, his is on the 27th. And neither one of them wanted to deviate from that plan once they broke up. So they're there. They're both there celebrating individually. But mm-hmm. you know what happened was, I think, because this whole thing is very conniving and meticulously thought out, in my opinion. I think J-Lo heard that A-Rod was still going to go, and she was like, oh, you're still going to go? Well, I'm going to go with my new boyfriend, and I'm just going to happen to make it Instagram official while I'm there.
Who does that sound like?
I think this is why Jennifer Lopez is my spirit animal, because we are both petty princesses.
Yeah.
No.
But I don't know why more people aren't talking about that. I found it so fascinating.
Because you found it fascinating because you took it a step further. Most people are like, look how happy they are.
Yeah, no.
We're so happy that Jen found love because they're going to get married now.
Mm-mm, no.
It's the unlikely couple thing that's going to happen.
This
Gwen
is a
and Blake, J-Lo and Ben.
This is a rebound.
Right. Oh, Brad and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, that's coming
yeah,
next.
Let's do that.
Hot.
Anyway, that's your dirty.
Thank you so much, Loren. If you missed anything on the show, make sure you get the Mandy Roy and Loren On Demand podcast. Just type in Mandy Roy and Loren wherever you get your podcast. Also, remember, you can get War of the Roses on a podcast as well. We are number 4 most searched podcast on Apple. We're the top four podcast on Apple. Just make sure you type in War of the Roses, and you'll see our pretty faces up there, and you can listen.
And before we get out of here, if you didn't win tickets from the Mandy Roy and Loren show last week, then you can come party with us. It's the Truist Field Takeover MRL. We are all going out, the four of us. We rented out the party deck at Truist Field. You can buy tickets to the night's game. It's 6:05 Thursday night, this coming Thursday. You can buy tickets for $11 at charlottenights.com. It's a double header, by the way. We're going to be in the home run porch where you can stand and hang out with us. Use special offer code KISS at charlottenights.com. Special offer code KISS. This way they know that you're buying the tickets for the Mandy Roy and Loren show party.
Alrighty then. Toodles.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.